Met with a standing ovation lasting about a minute long, Seligman opened his speech by saying he wasn't a president on his first day. It's a position that one must grow into. He thanked his fellow staff, administrative assistants that worked late to help him meet deadlines, and all the nurses and doctors who work in the many UR medical centers. Seligman didn't hesitate to crack jokes in his speech, warning interim president Richard Feldman about the hours a university president keeps.
You're frequently traveling, often flying on regional jets, slowed by long delays in airports or runways, arriving at hotels at 10, 11, 12 at night before 7 a.m. meetings. You getting all this down, Rich?
Seligman announced his resignation about a month ago on January 11th, just hours after the release of an independent investigation into how the university handled allegations of sexual harassment made against Professor Florian Jaeger. Brief mentions of healing were brought up throughout the speech. Seligman says he is confident in Feldman.
We now need a new period of mutual trust and mutual respect. I am hopeful by rallying around a new leader that will occur.
Seligman says he will always be a yellow jacket and that UR's best days are yet to come. His last day is February 28th. Caitlin White, WXXI News.